The Gemara tells us in Brachas Daf Chav Amud Beis that the Avos instituted tefillah. Avram Shacharis, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Meiriv. The Gemara says as well, tefillah connected karbanos. So we have a halacha of Shmoneh Esrei and all our tefillahs, that halachically when we talk tefillah, we talk about Shmoneh Esrei. Colloquial, we mean the whole davening. So Shacharis and Mincha, not only do we daven Shmoneh Esrei, but we have a Chazaras Hashatz by the Chazan. We have repeat to Shmoneh Esrei. However, by Meiriv, there is no Chazaras Hashatz. And the question is, why not? Why is Meiriv discriminated against? So that's what the Rambam tells us, that since Tfilas Arav is Rishus, so therefore we never instituted Chazaras Hashatz at Meiriv. However, Friday night, we have a tefillah of Magen Avos, Me'ein Sheva. It's a special tefillah we do Friday night. What is the reason why we add that after Shmoneh Esrei? Magen Avos, V'laro, Mechayim Meisim. What are we adding? So, the Gemara in Shabbos and Avchav Dalet tells us, Rashi tells us, that you know why we added that? Because we were concerned Friday night that people will come late. We see they were concerned about the latecomers. I guess like, not like today, you know, like we're in a bar, an accountant turned LIFO, last in, first out. Many people come late, leave early, but the assumption is the ones who are leaving late were going to daven and leave later. And it was a potential sakana, so they instituted Magen Avos in order to give people, they'll stall, they'll be saying Magen Avos, and they'll give the person time to catch up. Basically, it doesn't have to be specifically Magen Avos, it could have been something else. But the bottom line is they instituted something so in order that it will be delayed. The Vilna Gaon has a totally different understanding. He says, no, you know why they instituted Spadafka Magen Avos? Because it was Chazaras Hashatz. That's what they were doing. It's for the wake, so it's not the Psha. According to Rashi, so the latecomers could come, they'll daven their own Shmoneh Esrei, and then people will still be there. According to the Gra, no, it was Chazaras Hashatz. For the latecomer who missed davening, so he shows up for Magen Avos, he'll be Yotzei his Shmoneh Esrei with the Chazaras Hashatz. So, what's the practical difference between Rashi and the Vilna Gaon? Perhaps one nafkamina would be, who says Magen Avos? Our practice is, we all do it. We sing it, they say it, and the poskim say, the chashan should wait and say it over again, like we have by modem. That when you do modem, anachno, you wait for the tzibur to finish and then say it out loud. So that's how minhaga olam. However, the Gra says, dafka the chazan says it. So it's the Gra l'shitason. The Gra is consistent with his view that if it's chazaras hashat, so who does chazaras hashat? The chazan. According to Rashi, it could be that we're not against the Chazan doing it, but it doesn't have to be. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet, about the institution of Magen Avos Friday night. So according to Rashi, it was just instituted for the latecomers in order to give them time to catch up. So they were, as the Tzibah was davening Magen Avos, they had time to catch up their own davening. And the Vilna Gaon says, no. That was Chazaras Hashatz. All week long we don't have Chazaras Hashatz, but Friday night we have a Chazaras Hashatz, and that's what the person can, when he's listening to the Chazan, he can be Yotze. And in fact, the tour in Rei Samachek quotes from the name of the Gaonim. Let's say someone, whatever, they can't daven, they made a mistake in the davening, which warrants another type of Shmoneh Esrei. So, according to the Torah from the Gonim, one can be Yotze with Magen Avos, one who didn't daven. Or he made a mistake in davening and has to repeat it. You could be Yotze with Magen Avos. So according to the Gra, that's not a that's Pshita. That's the whole reason why it was instituted. It was instituted as a Chazaras Hashat, so the Torah fits in very well with the learning of the with the way the Gra learns. According to Rashi, it's a much bigger Chiddush because it wasn't really instituted as a Chazaras Hashat. It was instituted as part of this to avoid the Makam Sakana. So it's a much bigger Chiddush according to Rashi. According to and the Torah seems to write that's Talacha that one can make up. One could be Yotzei the Davening Ma'ariv with Magen Avos. So the Beis Yosef is bothered. Why is it so simple, according to the Torah, that you can make it up with Magen Avos? Because the Beis Yosef has a different issue. He says, because we know you have to have, we have 19 brachas during the week, 7 on Shabbos. So how you're making 7 brachas into one in the Magen Avos? So who says that's good? Because it's similar to a shaila where, let's say a person's supposed to bench, and instead of benching, they said ala mechya. So that's the whole discussion in the post-gim. Avadja Yosef seems to, some post-gim seems to say it works, but according to those who say it's no good, Rabbi Kiva Eger is this wants to know, even if you assume it's not good midrabanan, and you'd have to bench over, what about a yotze min haTorah not? He gets into the whole discussion with Tosfos about whether Brit Vitorah is Daraisa Drabanan, and if Brit Vitorah is Daraisa, then, you know, it's hard to say, you know, you're Yotiv. If Brit Vitorah is Drabanan, so maybe we're not Torah. So, so it's a whole discussion, though, whether what's the Nafkamina, if it's the Daraisa or Drabanan, it would be in a case where you know, it's, let's say, a pas above a kiss thing. Let's say a case where it's a suffix pas. Do I say suffix the rabban and lakua? Because if I made an ala mechia, so therefore I could be yotze with it minatorah. And it's only a din drabban. So a regular case, you have to repeat it. But if it's a suffix, so maybe you're ready yotze, you wouldn't have to be either way. So according to the Beis Yosef, he's assuming it's a problem. That you can't, if something which you usually have to make 3 brachas, you turn it into one, it doesn't work. So the question the Beis Yosef asks, and why would it work here by Magen Avos? That's what the Beis Yosef writes. It's only because of one reason. Since Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, so you could be Yotze Me'in Sheva. Normally, you wouldn't be able to be Yotze with a, if you condense the blessings from many to one, but since Arvis is a Rishus. So that's, so we have a Machokes, the Vilna Gaon and Rashi, on what's the nature of Magen Avos. It fits in well with the Gra, with Shitas, and only the Chazan says Magen Avos. And as well, it fits in with what the Torah is saying, that if someone made a mistake or can't daven, you could be Yotze with Magen Avos. Of course you can, that was the whole institution. How do you know? According to them, it doesn't work if you do ala mechia instead of benching because you can't, it's supposed to make 3 independent brachas, not this one. So why does it work here? So the Beis Yosef says it works here because since Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So we'll have to continue on this issue of someone who will leave you off with the question and continue tomorrow, that 7 Friday afternoon, they didn't daven mincha, so Friday night they're going to have to daven 2 Shmona Esrays. So the question is, instead of davening a 2nd Shmona Esray, can they be yotze the tashrumen of mincha in the Magen Avos? That's what we'll have to continue.